There was a woman, and I hope somebody will know her name. She was from Finland, and of course, she had a wooden house. Well, of course, wooden means log. And within this, she loved to fix saunas because she knew how to do them, and they were really great. And there was kind of a club around this. I'd always know that Sydney and this little group, maybe two or three men, would go for these saunas. And he said that was the second reason why he was so handsome and lasting so long. Then the third thing was, wait a minute, what was the third thing? Okay. Yes, I know what it was. He did 29 laps in our swimming pool. And people simply knew that if he didn't arrive somewhere, they were waiting for him to finish his laps. My experience with the Geophysical Institute was vividly in relationship to the Australian who came here with his wife Betty. And I knew more Betty than I knew Keith, because I want to tell you something. From Australia, Betty was a wonderful hostess. She and Ray Ray actually had the quality of hospitality that could totally fill the campus today. And now let's see. Now, this will be sort of a thing mild next to much of what has been spoken of, but actually pretty important for the university and the quality of our life here. Betty Mather knew that there would be people from all the world coming, because that's what the Geophysical Institute's about. And they maybe would be here and feel very much out of their own background. And so first she and Ray Ray would work over the menus very, very carefully so that it would be a great event. And then she said she worried most about the wives, because probably the men would be busy at the Institute. But she said, I worked it so that my hope was that everyone who came of these women would find someone with whom they had rapport. Because she said, you know, it's all right in the fall, but when the door's shut and it's so cold that people are isolated, that what would help them all year would be that they had met somebody at this party who made sense to them and made the life worthwhile. Maybe I can make you happy and tell you that's enough. But thank you for asking me, and I'm delighted that
thank you very much.
You did.